A tragedy of American life is that while America likes to brag about how it's so open-minded, the American cultural world is actually very narrow-minded. And a tragedy of the 1970s was that many people saw the only alternative to some of the unhappy excesses of the 1960s and 70s to be a, quote, return to the values, not real traditional values, but the pseudo values of the 1950s. And this was very effectively marketed via multi-million dollar religious marketing campaigns, such as the Billy Graham Association and so on and so forth. So a lot of people, particularly baby boomers, after having had some not so good experiences with alcohol and drugs and relationships that didn't work very well, sort of returned to a policy of sexual repression in the 1980s. And this began to gain a lot of momentum. Bush, later George Bush, the president who got us into the Iraq War, is a recovering alcoholic. He's sort of a classic example of these people that, after hitting bottom with the bottle, he adopted religious lunacy as an alternative. So this is not a very happy situation. So in the 80s, the forces of reaction began to gain traction. And this process has continued. Unfortunately, the world that people like Reagan have built is a world that has no future. It has no environmental future. And under the second George Bush, you've had really a policy blessed by all these great pseudo-religious leaders, which can only be described as sowing the wind. It's sowing the wind for a giant global whirlwind. Huge levels of debt. Reagan started this runaway debt spending, and Bush carried it into absolutely astronomical dimensions, unleashing the crooks on Wall Street and not regulating them, starting a totally insane war that was ultimately going to cost the United States $3 trillion in Iraq. We could go on, but the religious world and the religious figures were false religious figures, and they set in motion a tremendous disaster which blew up in 2008. Now, since 2008, you've had the return of the liberal establishment to a certain extent with Obama, but it's very weak leadership, and this has been running up huge debts rather than confronting problems. So this really hasn't resolved things. Around the world, people are realizing things are fundamentally wrong, and below the surface, no, not in the official corporate media, people are beginning to look at other points of view. You see this particularly in a country that is supposedly very unimportant, Bolivia, with the emergence of Evo Morales. Now, Morales is a flawed person, and he's very controversial among a lot of Bolivians, but Morales has had a tremendous impact at the UN, that's just mind-boggling, in raising moral and ethical issues, such as the issue of the climate court, whether the rich should pay for destroying the world's climate. This is an idea that the United States has repeatedly fought against, even though it claims to care about the poor. It doesn't want to pay for any damage they did to the poor. So this, in terms of American hypocrisy, this could be a 700-hour lecture, but we don't have time for that. But the point we're trying to make is that Morales has talked about a return to ancient religious values. He began his presidency in Bolivia with an Inca ceremony. Now, there's a limit to how serious you can take all this stuff and so on and so forth, but it obviously something is going on, and below the surface is a reawakening of awareness of ancient religions and awareness, a search for real traditional values. Now, it has to be a search because, as we've discussed, when Christianity came to power in 395 and throughout its history, it's had a very consistent policy of ruining, destroying all competing religions under its political control and destroying their sacred books and so on and so forth. So there's a tremendous level of ambiguity here about what is real paganism, and that's unresolved. There's also a level of ambiguity as to where does the so-called occult begin and where does real indigenous paganism begin. This is also unclear. Where does a disciplined use of drugs such as the religious ayahuasca ceremonies in Latin America and the kind of mindless drug taking of the 1960s among certain elements, where does that go? So there's a lot of unclear affairs here. However, something important is going on, because you can't live a lie indefinitely. You can't. You can't live a lie indefinitely. And the world that we see today, the world that we look at, is a world that's it's a deception. It's a giant debt bubble. The biggest debt bubble is the environment, but particularly under Bush, you've had a huge runaway debt bubble financially. So something is going to happen here. Something big is going to happen. And those of us who are concerned about the survival of the planet have an obligation to offer solutions that are going to be drastic enough to solve the problems. It seems very unlikely that the official politicians are going to do that. As a result, you're likely to have revolutionary leaders come to power in various countries around the world. These people are going to be the coming lords of the earth, and they are going to be a brutal group of people, because they're going to have to be. The current structure of the environmental structure of the world is almost certain to kill 2 billion people, at least, probably a lot more. So this kind of violence, this kind of chaos, is going to produce brutal leaders who are going to have to sort things out and clean up the mess. These leaders are likely to reflect a kind of collective unconscious in terms of a return to pagan values. What we see in Bolivia, and again, it's a flawed situation. It's a Morales is a politician. He's not an angel, okay? So the people, those of you out there who don't like Morales, I mean, yeah, they're flaws. But to not like him is to miss the purpose, the larger purpose of what's going on. So what we need to do is to help awaken people's consciousness on a whole lot of different levels, in terms of making people have greater contact with nature, exploring ancient religions, and the issue of sex does come up in terms of openly confronting the pseudo-morality of Christianity, which is basically a toxic morality. It's a poisonous morality. It's a sick view of sex. And as people look at more natural views of sexuality, as people put an end to the ridiculous views about women, the ridiculous views about gays, and stuff like that, there will be a sexual revolution below the surface that will all further undermine the false religion that is leading us to disaster. Today's evangelicals cheered on the war in Iraq. Not all of them, in fairness, but the leadership did, and that's significant. And the leadership cheered on, have opposed efforts in environmental reform. So there's obviously something very sick about these people. There needs to be a reawakening of some of the cultural trends of the 1960s without the stupidities of the 60s. What's coming is a much more brutal world. It's the idiocy like pacifism is going to be junked. And the leaders, the, shall we say, neo-pagan leaders who are going to come to power are going to be a much tougher bunch to make the decisions that stop the destruction of the planet. We are very pessimistic that this can be solved peacefully. We are, because there are too many screwed up people, particularly religiously screwed up people. So there's going to be a lot of brutality and a lot of violence. That's just what's going to happen. And what we need to do is to put forth messages to raise people's consciousness in the coming turmoil, so that the revolutionary movements will be hopefully going in a constructive direction. And as I said before, this means reawakening people about ancient religions, using art and music, using film to reawaken a natural view of the world, natural views about sex. And by doing so, that by itself will tremendously undermine the pseudo-morality, the pernicious, evil pseudo-morality that's in power, that's poisoning the planet. Sun Tzu, the great Chinese military analyst, pointed out that it's the mind that is the issue. And what we have is spiritual toxic ideas, such as evangelical Christianity, spiritual toxic ideas, such as their sick views about sex. And getting back to the issue of that, If their ideas were so good, how come America is such a complete basket case when it comes to family living compared to the rest of the developed world? America has the most broken families, highest levels of rape. We could go on. It hasn't produced successful family living, highest levels of teenage pregnancy. This has not produced successful family living. And we have to go back to the founder of American Christian evangelism, John Wesley, whose own family life was a complete disaster. His wife used to beat him up with a rolling pin. One wonders, maybe perhaps he was a lame performer sexually, who knows? But this obviously didn't work. So these are illnesses, these are sicknesses. And by promoting these cultural trends, we can undermine this religious power structure. As more people explore their sexuality, as more people are not constrained by who's gay and who's straight and stuff like that, they just explore what they feel, this can undermine the entire structure of the religious power structure that's leading us into a disaster. There is a pagan revolution coming. It's not going to be all pretty. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be violent. And we need to get ready for that and see how to direct the revolutionary leaders that are going to come, who are going to have the very brutal job of leading the world back to a world, a concept of eternal values where things are in harmony with nature. This is the brutal future that's coming. Some people say, oh, that's terrible, boo-hoo. Hey, life's a challenge. Life was a challenge when people, before the age of technology, when people were facing nature. Every day in nature was a challenge. Nature is not the sugar-coated view of these lame bourgeois environmentalists driving their BMWs and babbling away about what they think Gaia is. Nature is a ferocious system. It's a wolf ripping open the throat of its prey. And it's a system that sorts out the fit and the unfit, leaving a long-term picture of health for society.